Well, this morning, come on, we're going to be talking about a lady in the Bible who had some serious issues. And she's known as the woman with the issue of blood. You know, we should change that name and be like the woman that had the issue of blood, but now she's victoriously healed, amen? You know, but, you know, that's just how we refer to her as. But I just want to show you a few points from this passage of Scripture to kind of get you a little roiled up in here, you know? Because let's think about it. Here was this lady, man, and she was sick for a long time. And how many of you in this place, you know, you face some trials, you face some issues in your life? Anybody or am I the only one? Come on. You're going to face some stuff. There's going to be things that's not going to, you know? There's some things that are just not fun to deal with, you know? A lot of times we're dealing with outside sources that's, you know, kind of caving in on us and kind of, you know, skewing us and messing us up a little bit. And sometimes it's ourselves and we set ourselves up for failure. But we all end up at one point or another facing a situation of some sort that is no fun, you know? You know, a lot of times when you become an adult, adulting can be interesting. Am I right? You know? That's why I'm never going to grow up. Call me Peter Pan. You know? No. But there's times, there's going to be issues, there's going to be situations when things are just not going to be cool. And this woman here, we're going to look at her story from the different translations, or not the, from the different Gospels, I should say. Turn over in your Bibles to Luke chapter 8, and we're going to kind of look at this a little bit. And I want to give you guys a very clear picture of her situation. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 48, in the New Living Translation, it says, "A woman in the crowd was suffering for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could not find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, he touched the fringe of his robe, and immediately the bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. Everyone denied it, and Peter said, 'Master, the whole crowd is pressing up against you.' But Jesus said, 'Someone deliberately touched me, for I felt healing power to go out from me.' When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had immediately been healed. 'Daughter,' said to her, 'your faith has made you well. Go in peace.'" You know? Now, turn over in your Bibles to Matthew. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, 22. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, 22, it says, Just then, a woman who suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, "If I could just touch his robe, I will be healed." Now, let's just stop there for a second. Because here's this woman, and she got it on the inside of her, that if I could just touch the robe of Jesus' garment, I might be healed? No. I will be healed. You see, when you get it into the right mindset and you start thinking it, right, something changes. Because when you start thinking on the word, well, then you're going to start speaking on the word and you're going to start acting on the word. Faith without actions is dead. So you can, you know, oh yeah, you know, one of these days I'm going to be healed. One of these days I'm going to be healed. But unless you put the rubber to the road, unless you do something about it, unless you start acting in faith, nothing's going to come to pass. Come on, you got to do something. You got to activate that. Come on, your life might be falling apart. You might have all types of issues. But what are you going to do about it? You're going to shout and praise Jesus because he's putting you back together again. Amen? You're not Humpty Dumpty, all right? When you fell off the wall, all right? The Lord wasn't on the throne. They're like, oh, no. You know? Come on. Jesus will put you back together better than ever, baby. Amen. Come on, you hear me? Amen. Because he's given us everything that we need to be successful. Amen. All right, let's keep going. Is this good? Verse 22, it says, Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." It was her what that made her well? What?
Faith.
What?
Her faith.
That's right, her faith. She believed. She trusted. Unwavering. Because she put her trust in what she had heard about Jesus. You see, she knew what Jesus was capable of doing. She heard about it. You know, her faith was being built up, and then she put her thought processes into that and said, if I could just touch the hem of her of his garment, I will be healed. And that's what she got. Your faith has made you well, and the woman was healed at that moment. All right, Mark chapter 5, let's go over there. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, New Living Translation. A woman was in the crowd and had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she had suffered a great deal from many doctors. See, sometimes we're going through struggles, and we'll go everywhere else except where we need to go to try and find help. A lot of times, we'll end up going and talking to everybody and ask Dr. Phil and Reader's Digest and, you know, take it to Facebook and, you know, Snapchat our best friends and try and figure out, you know, hey, can we fix our problems? You know, help me out. I need your, you know what? That's probably not the best solution all the time. I'm sure you got some friends that got some great wisdom, you know. But see, not always is it good to go putting all your trust and your faith into that. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook is not going to solve all your issues. All right? WebMD, man, if we listened to WebMD, we'd all be dead by now. All right? I'm telling you. It does all these crazy things. My brother one time, it was funny, he had something, just like a little ailment, and he's like, I'm just going to Google it and see what it is. And it came back like he had this rare disease or whatever what it was, right? It was like a rash or something, you know, that was just from an allergic reaction. But that was it. They, you know, according to the internet, he was doomed, you know. There was nothing left. But no, you know, you throw some polysporin on that sucker and it was all healed up, you know. But she had suffered a great deal from many doctors. And over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them. That's no fun giving away everything you got, you know. When you get to the point to where you're just losing everything you got to try and get that one situation turned around, that's horrible, you know? And she gave everything they had to pay them, and she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. I'd be looking for a refund from these guys. Verse 27 says, she had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I could just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Now Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? You know? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Amen. That's something to shout about right there. Amen. One encounter with Jesus can change your whole entire life. Are you listening to me? This woman suffered with this for 12 years, you know? And this wasn't just something you could put a Band-Aid on, all right? She was sick. She gave up everything she had. She was considered a social outcast. She was not supposed to be around people. She was considered unclean. This woman was in a really bad state, not physically, but mental too. You know, how would you like to be separated from your loved ones and your friends for 12 years? We just went through 2 years and we all fell apart. You know? We had to wear a mask and we were losing our minds. Right? And here's this lady. She went 12 years suffering like this. Unbelievable. But when she got sick and tired of being sick and tired, come on. And she called out to Jesus. Come on. She's done what she needed to do. She got it in her heart. She heard. Faith comes by what? And so she heard. Her faith was being built up. And because she heard about Jesus, she thought in her heart, you know what? If I could just get to him, if I could just touch him, my life will be changed. And it wasn't like a wishy-washy, well, maybe this will happen, you know? Or if everything lines up, or, you know, if he looks at me a certain way, or if this. No, she had an absolute in her heart. She had a guarantee that she had come up with, that she had processed in her intellectual thinking realm, thinking that if I could get to Jesus, and when I touch him, I know I will be healed. You see, when we come to church, we need to come to church with that absolute that we're going to meet Jesus. When we come in fellowship with Him, we need to come with that mindset that Jesus got me. We don't play church. We don't just sit there and just, you know, yay, praise Jesus, you know. It's we come to have, you know, an encounter, a Jesus encounter. We need to have that same type of experience that that lady had. Amen? See, we all face those situations. And now we can learn a lot from this woman. And, I mean, the list goes on. And I'm sure you've heard messages about this lady, I say, 100,000 times. And you probably hear it 100,000 times more. But every time I hear this message, I hear something new. And it gets me excited and it builds me up. And it gets me thinking, you know, a little bit about myself. Because there's going to be times, or there are times when I feel, oh, woe is Steve. You know? Oh, you got all these bad things going on, and, you know, you got the man cold, and that's it, you know. Read him his last rites. He's done. You know what I'm saying? Guys know exactly what I'm talking about, you know. But here is this woman, and she suffered, but yet she got it in her heart. And she knew what she had to do. And by George, she got her victory. Amen? Amen. So how does this story apply to me and you? Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, in John chapter 16, verse 33, it tells us, I have told you all of this so that you will have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Anybody in here have had trials or sorrows? Yeah, I hope so. You know? But take heart, because I have overcome the world. So, yeah. You know, it's good to have that assurance in Jesus Christ. Because, yeah, we're going to go through stuff. Yeah, we're going to have those issues. Yeah, we're going to have those situations. Yeah, we're going to have trials and sorrows. And Miss Anna, this time we're going to miss Brother Bill. You know, this is a sorrow. This is a heartache. You know, and you know, we're going to miss talking to Bill. We had lots of conversations together. But, you know, it hurts here on earth. But you know what? He's rejoicing right now in heaven. You know? Why? Because he had that assurance in Jesus Christ, and that we put our trust and our faith in him, and that one day we're going to be up there with Bill, and Bill's going to be like, come on, guys, I'm going to show you all around this place. You got to come see this, you know? He's going to be the Faith City tour guide. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to take us by the hand and be like, listen, this is where the angels get their wings washed over here. This is where, you know, they got the best takeouts over here. I'm telling you, look, this is the throne room. You know, this is... You know, yeah, we won't go over there. There's a bunch of crazy guys over there. You know, that's all the 12. But you know, hear what I'm saying? We're going to have some excitement. But yeah, there's going to be sorrow. Sometimes there's heartache. But because of what Jesus did, come on now. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. He is right there with me and you. Come on. Because it says right here at the end of verse 33, because I have overcome the world. Jesus overcome the world. Come on now. That's something to be excited about, amen? Is this good? You guys getting anything out of this morning, or you gone home already? Amen. Amen. I think Ed's on the way out. I don't know what's going on here. All right. Another thing that we need to look at here in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In the Living Bible. I'm going to change it up a little bit, Kelsey. You see, we always try, and humans like to try and figure out things on their own. Anybody here like try and fix things? You're a fixer? Somewhat. Yeah. You're just the type of person when you see an issue or you see somebody hurting, you just want to go help them, or if there's something growing on, you just want to fix it. Anybody like that? Yeah? Yeah? Give it up. No. Just stop. All right. If you say so. Oh, geez. Well, a lot of times is that we need to put aside our own ways and figure it on the higher way. Focus on his way is what we need to be thinking about. Did you find that scripture verse? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 in the Living Bible. It says, next, learn to put aside your own desires so that you will become patient and godly, and gladly letting God have his way with you. Because a lot of times we stop God from moving in our lives because we're trying to do things on our own. For 12 years, this woman was trying to figure things out on herself. She was going to doctors and, you know, these great, you know, healers or whatever was going on in that day. And, you know, all these, she was trying to figure it out on her own. But instead of, you know, it took her a while, but maybe she didn't hear about Jesus. I don't know the whole situation. I don't know how long she knew about Jesus. But for 12 years, she tried to do it on her own. But you see, the moment that she stopped trying to do it on her own and she realized, if I could touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be healed. And once she got that on the inside of her, guess what happened to her? She went and pressed through the crowd. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and come on now, she got healed. Amen? She thought, she acted, and then she received. A lot of times we just stop at the thinking part. Oh, if Jesus will just heal me, oh, it'll be so nice. One of these days, you know, Jesus will, you know, maybe he heal me. You know, maybe if I call 10,000 prayer lines and get, you know, the 24-hour prayer circle going, and, you know, maybe. Well, we got to get rid of the maybes, and we got to get going in the guarantees. We got to have faith in God. Come on, we got to know what the Word of God says. We got to hide the Word of God in our hearts so we know when tough times come that we can activate the faith of God that was being built up on the inside of us. Amen? Like I said earlier, faith without actions is dead. So come on. We don't, you know, I refer to this quite often, but, you know, Jesus or God is not an in case of emergency pull switch, you know? And the alarms will go off and boom, instantly everything is good. You know, you have to start doing the work now for when tough times come, you are prepared. You got scriptures hid, you know, on the inside of your heart. You know, if you need healing in your body, what scripture are you standing upon? What have you done beforehand to get this going, you know? If you're going to, you know, if you got relationship problems, what scriptures are you standing on? What have you put inside? You know, here's one thing we used to tell the Bible school students is that no matter what situation, you need to have a scripture verse for it. What are you hiding on your heart? What are you preparing for? You know, what are you getting in there? That's why it's important for us to be in the Word of God continually. That's why it's important for us to get topped up. That's why it's important for us to come to church. That's why it's important for us to do, you know, do our private Bible study and get into the Word and see what it's saying to me and you. You know? There's lots of material. There's lots of books, you know, that we can read that's going to help build us up. And I'm telling you, I mean, I want to encourage you guys that build yourself up. Because when tough times come, and listen, they will come, you have the tools that you need to come out victorious. You know? Because sometimes if we don't have the work done pre-dawn, when tough times come, it could be too late. And we don't want that. Come on. Scripture tells us a long life, I will satisfy thee. Amen? Miss Grace, she's going to be around till forever. Amen? Amen? You know? Miss Grace, man, I'm telling you, we've been here, how long, Kendra? 13 years, 14 years almost? Miss Grace hasn't changed one little bit. You know, whatever genes she's got, they're awesome. You know, she got more DNA of Jesus flowing through her, you know, amen. And she's a living testimony to what happens when you rely on Jesus. You put your faith and trust in him and you live that lifestyle. I look up to her. Well, actually, I look down because she's like 2.5 feet shorter than me, but you know, you get the picture. But I look up to Miss Grace because, you know, she's such a pillar of faith and such an encouragement. And her smile and her hug and her laugh and just when she says something that's encouraging, you know? Amen? She is a fantastic lady in a long life. And she puts her faith in Jesus daily. And I know that for a fact. You know, she talks to him daily. You know? Ooh. You know? She's something else. Give Miss Grace a big round of applause for being so awesome. We love our Miss Grace. Amen. Miss Grace, you're awesome. You are the best. Amen. Next thing I want to talk to you guys about when I'm referring to this story or this situation here in the Bible is found in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 25. This lady had a change in her head, in her heart as well. She went from living a life of oh no to a life of faith. And see, we got to change the way that we speak and the way that we talk and the way that we think and get away from, you know, the natural thing, which is so easy to fall into that trap. You know, when you hear about people being sick and people having this issue and people having that issue, you know, and it's just, it's so sad sometimes. And you start realizing that you're getting into it and you start talking those negative things, you know. Well, you got to start believing in God. You got to start what does the Bible say, you know? All right, Mark chapter 11, verse 22-25. Well, we all know this, but we're going to read it anyway. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in... Verse 23 says, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe. Not somewhat believe, not a little bit believe, but what?
Really
believe. Believe it, and it will happen, and no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. And see, I think sometimes we forget about that last part of this verse 25 here, you know? But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. A lot of times we're holding on to unforgiveness and we're holding on to grudges and things in our heart that shouldn't be there. We're holding on to resentments. You know, let me tell you something. If we're holding on to those things, we're cutting ourselves short from the glory of God flowing through our lives. And a lot of people today are missing out on the benefits of being a king's kid because they got some ugly hid away in their heart. And so what we need to do is, you know, yeah, it's not always easy. You always don't feel like forgiving somebody when they've dissed you or when they've done you wrong or they've cut you off in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Crazy people. You know? A funny story. We were in Newfoundland and we were driving and Kendra's brother and his wife were driving behind us in their car. And of course, me being me, we were just cruising down the highway and I seen he pulled out that he was going to pass me. I said, not today, little man. And I trampled the car, and I pulled out, and I cut him off and went around him. I'm just laughing, right? I was like, ha-ha, I cut you off. Not 45 seconds later, a woman done the same thing to me. And then I get a text, ha-ha, karma. I said, I don't believe in karma. It was the devil. But you reap what you sow. Never lived that one down. So, y'all ever been there? You know, yeah, not just me? Okay. We have an altar call later. Oh, boy. Verse 24, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Life is too short to hold on to unforgiveness and grudges. I've had many conversations with many people who's had stuff in their hearts. And, you know, it's actually scary to hear some of the things, I'll never be able to forgive them. Well, if you say that, you know, verse 25, you kind of need to look at that. You kind of need to see because, hey, so that the Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. You need to forgive so you can be forgiven. Amen? And like I said, there's a lot of times people aren't getting what they want or what they need because they have those things they're holding on to, you know? And so every now and then, you know, if something's happening, I'll go into, Lord, if there's anything in my heart, if there's any unforgiveness in my heart, I'm sorry. I forgive him, you know? I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean it. You know, it's something that starts happening bad or if, you know, one of the vehicles break down or something. And then, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I forgive them all. Then I pulled the whole Jesus thing. For they know not what they do. Forgive them. No, I'm joking. The very fact that this girl, that this woman was in the crowd was a faith step for her. The very fact that she stepped out, because she could have been arrested. She could have been probably killed, actually, because she was considered unclean. They could have arrested her and she could have been, you know, punished to death, you know, because of her situation. But the very fact that she stepped out in faith to go into that crowd, to beat her way to Jesus, Let's think about that for a second. When was the last time you had to beat your way to church? You know? When was the last time you were beating on the church doors trying to get in, you know? Think about it. Just saying. Church is going to be full next Sunday. All right. The very fact, you know, that she was there in that crowd was a faith step. She acted in faith and she believed what would happen when she touched Jesus. She thought it and she acted on it. I believe she thought it and she spoke it to herself. Because you got to confess it. So I'm sure she thought it in her head. Oh man, if I can touch Jesus, the hem of Jesus' garment. And then she said, yeah, if I could touch his garment, I will be healed. Well, let's go do it. You know? What has she got to lose, right? She had nothing to lose. She had the world to gain. And that's when we start thinking about that. It's like, you know what? What have I got to lose if I let go of the way that I'm doing things? And if I gain Jesus? You're going to get it all, Jerry. You're going to get that blessing. You're going to get that healing, Jerry. Come on, you're going to receive it, Jerry. It belongs to you, Jerry. Come on now. I'm going to get him all revved up again just for badness. He's there. He's ready to dance. He's ready to go. My goodness. He's sitting on hot coals. Here's another thing here that we need to keep in mind. It's found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. Is this okay today, guys?
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. And it says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. I feel tired last night, man. After that wedding, after that party last night, anyone else feel tired that was there? Man, I'm going to tell you what. There may be some incriminating photos of myself in a Mamba line. I'm not quite sure, you know. But I mean, there was some partying being had last night. But there are going to be times when you feel tired. He gives power to the weak. He gives strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired. And young men will fall in exhaustion. I think Luke almost passed out last night. He was so tired. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. You know what? This morning when I got up, I said, I'm going to go to church. I was tired. I was physically tired. But when I got up, I got in the shower. And man, I started thinking about the things of the Lord a little bit. And then I was thinking about, you know, the message this morning. I started getting invigorated. I started thinking about the things of Jesus. And man, it got me excited. Amen? But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not faint. Come on now. So what I read that scripture to tell you this. That woman did not give up. She pushed through the crowd and she got what she needed. So listen, when you're going through tough times, don't give up. Come on, you keep trusting in Jesus. You know, the timing is not always the way that we expect it to be. Oh, Lord, heal me right now. You know, and it doesn't happen. Oh, Lord, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? You know, I've done that. You know, expecting it right now. We don't always understand why or how, but we just got to trust and have faith and believe and know that he is a sovereign God. Amen? And we put our faith in him and we trust in him and we do what we're supposed to do, you're going to come out on top. Amen? How many victorious people we got in here this morning? Praise God, 5.5. This lady, 12 years, I'm sure her quality of life was horrible. You know? I'm sure the stuff that she had to deal with was horrible. I don't even want to imagine it, actually. You know? 12 years just suffering. And she had spent everything she had. But you know what? She wanted to get better. She persevered. And you know, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's people in this world, they want to get better. They're dealing with stuff and they want to get rid of it. They want to get better. Listen, the answer, we have it. The answer is Jesus. All right? That's the answer right there. Our job is to direct people, to show people, to encourage people, to build people up. You know? We're going to see more miracles, more signs, and more wonders happen in this church than ever before. I believe we're going to see more lumps and bumps and cancers and heart failure things and blood clot things and whatever, kidney failure. All those things are going to start changing. We're going to start seeing this place. We're going to see people getting healed in here on a regular basis. Amen? I mean, we're going to start seeing blind eyes open. You know, I'm believing it. We're going to see ears that are deaf open. Amen? We're going to see hair growing back on some of you fellas. Amen? It's going to be good. Julie's praying extra hard for Pastor Corey. I just noticed, I just look across the crowd, there's a lot of shiny in here. I need my sunglasses. That's these lights. We can turn off the TV lights. We got enough reflection going on in here. When your senior pastor's an Ojibwe and he has a sense of humor, and you're from Newfoundland, who also has a very peculiar sense of humor, I apologize. But I don't at the same time. All right? We get it. All right? That's why, you know, we get along so well, because we have a very different sense of humor. Amen? We'll make fun of anybody. Equally. It's not because we don't like you. It's because we love you. Isn't that right, Pastor? Don't love me so much. Oh, boy. I'm still coming down off the MC buzz last night. Oh, man. You never know what you're going to get when you get a newfie boy up here. For many people tried to give this lady an answer. Like she said, she spent all of her money. She spent 12 years. She went to a lot of people, but the answer just didn't come. The true answer came when she stopped what she thought she had to do and what other people thought that they had to do, and she focused on what God and what Jesus had done or could do. Amen? Never give up, guys. Keep pushing through. Some of y'all are facing some situations today and you feel like giving up. Don't give up. I wear a bracelet on here that I got from Rhema quite a few years ago, actually. And it's Pastor Hagin's saying. And I look at this thing quite often to remind me. It says, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. And that was his motto. And that's become my motto in life. You know? Because I'm very thankful. Because I look at these guys that's been in life a lot longer than what I have, and they persevered through lots of things. You know, Pastor Hagin, and you see the things that they've gone through. Pastor Roma, the different things that he's gone through. Even Pastor Ken, I can learn a thing or two from that guy. He's got some experience, you know? And me as a younger gentleman. Who still has hair. Voluscious locks. On my back also. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm still learning. And I look to these guys because they got secrets to their success. And I believe it's a lot to do with their mindset. I believe it's a lot to do with their perseverance. And I believe it's a lot to do with their faith in God. And like that woman, she proved that she had perseverance. She proved that she was determined. And there at the very end, before she got what she needed, she had faith in God. Amen? And see, when you got those things, that is a recipe for success. Amen? Amen? Now let me ask you this question. How many successful people do we have in this place? 6.5. I said, how many successful people do we have here today? Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let's just worship the Lord for a few minutes. Hopefully you got something out of that this morning. Man, the Lord is good. Amen? Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what the world is saying around you. Turn off Facebook. The things will get better, I promise. Turn off the news. You know, things will get better. Scripture tells us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Who came to have so that we will have life? Jesus came so that we would have life and what? Life more To me, that sounds pretty good. I like abundant. Amen? I love abundant. I think abundant is where we're supposed to be. See, we're supposed to live out of an abundance. And we're supposed to be blessed to be blessings to others also. So that just doesn't mean financial blessings. You know, we talk about that, and that's good, don't get me wrong. But that means we're going to be blessed in our relationships. We're going to be blessed in our health. Come on, we're going to be blessed in every area of our lives. Spiritually, naturally, mentally, a full capacity blessings. I mean, we're going to have more than enough. That woman, her life was completely changed. Let me tell you, when she changed her mindset and she spoke the word and she acted on it and she beat through the people and she had faith in God and she touched at Him, her life was forever changed. Guys, it's time for some of us to have that Jesus encounter. It's time for some of us to grab on to Jesus today. Cast all your cares. Give Him all your burdens. Give Him all your stress, your strain, your turmoil. Come on, focus on Him today. He's got you. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen? Come on, just lift up your voice of praise in this place, all across this auditorium. Come on, let's just thank Him for His many blessings. Let's just thank Him for His goodness. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise You, Jesus. Thank You for Your healing power. Thank You for Your power, your blessings. Thank You, Father, for Your joy, Your peace. Father, we thank You that You're moving in this place. Lord, we thank You. Many miracles, signs, and wonders are happening today. Today, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You that we have strength. Lord, we thank You that we will run and not grow weary. Father, we thank You that we have the faith. That we trust in You. We believe in You. We have the perseverance. We will not give up. We will stand firm. We will not be shaken. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, Jesus. Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you need to make Jesus number one, you need to get back on track with Him. You say, I've never accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. Or you might even say, you know what, it's been a while. I've kind of drifted away from Him. I need to get back on track. I need to make sure I'm connected up with Him. If that's you and you're in this place, I want you to slip your hand up real quick. Thank you. Come on, if that's you, you need to make Jesus number one. Get your hand up right now. Come on. Come on, don't miss this opportunity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, anyone else in this place? Come on, this is important times. This is something we don't want to miss out on. Come on, this is the matter of life and death right now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, I want to make you do something bold here this morning. I want you to step out in faith. If you raised that hand, should have raised that hand, I want you to make your way to this front. If you want to get things back on track, you make your way up here. Come on. We're not going to judge you. We're going to pray with you and believe with you. There was hands all across this auditorium. Come on. You raised your hand. You get up here. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Come up here. Come on. Come on. Don't miss this opportunity. Jesus is here. He will not deny you. He is not ashamed of you. I know I might be a little shy. Come on. Wait a few more seconds. Come on. You want to get back on track with Him. Thank you, brother. Thank you, buddy. Come on, anyone else? Don't miss this opportunity today. I want you to understand this is very important right now. This is all eternity is in the balance right now. 30 more seconds. Come on, church, just pray. Come on, just sing that while we're...
Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man, You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise Your great name.
Sing it one more time.
Son of God and man, you are high and lifted up. And all the world will praise your great name.
Well, guys, those of you that came up here, you made a very bold statement. And let me tell you something. Jesus is up in heaven right now, and the angels are going nuts. There's a celebration happening right now. Because you've stepped out in faith. To get back on track with God or to accept Him as the first time as your Lord and Savior, this is not something to be taken lightly, guys. This is life-changing, this is monumental, and this is the best decision you'll ever make in your life. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer, and we're all going to pray it together. And we're going to believe what we're saying that is true. That we are committing ourselves to Jesus today, just not half-heartedly, just not a little bit, but 100%. Because when we step over and we commit to Him 100%, let me tell you something. Things start changing. You know? You hear testimonies sometimes, oh, the grass was greener. The birds were singing sweeter. You know? And sometimes that's not always a fact. But you're going to see a change. You're going to see things happen. And you're setting yourself up for success. If you're watching online and this is your first time, you're stepping out in faith and you're doing this as well, you repeat after us as well. And then after you let us know that you prayed, we got something we want to send to you. But everybody in the sound of my voice right now, you repeat after me. Say,
Jesus.
Today,
I choose you
to be my Lord and Savior. I put my trust and my faith
in you.
I love you, Lord.
Be the Savior of my life.
Be the King of my life.
I choose today
to serve you.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you
for taking away my sin,
my sickness and disease.
I love you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Come on, let's just give Him praise in here this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, congratulations.
You just, I mean, it's life changing.
I mean, you might have drifted away for a little while, come back.
Welcome home.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
Come on, it's something to celebrate.
Yes.
The old devil's on the run this morning because he don't like it when these things happen.
In heaven right now?
Yeah, we partied hard last night. That's nothing compared to what is happening right now in heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
We have some materials that we want to give to you guys that's there. Pastor Dave, can you make sure these people get it?
Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for stepping in faith this morning. And we're praying. Guys, let's just stretch our hands towards the family this morning that is here as well. You know, going through this tough time with the loss of a brother and a family member is tough. And Father God, we just thank you right now for Bill's family that's here. And Lord, we know Bill is up there with you having the time of his life. But Father, we pray for peace. We pray for joy and strength and comfort over the family today. The Lord, as they go through the next little while, it may be tough. It may be, you know, a little uncomfortable. But Father, your love will be right there to wrap your arms around them, to give them the strength to get through each day. And Father, we have that assurance that one day we're going to see our loved one again, and that He's going to show us around, and that we're all going to be united with you in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for all this. Amen. 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 Amen.